The last specific group of trees I'll talk about are the dipterocarps, in the family Dipterocarpaceae. These are of minor relevance in New World rainforests and are not too common in African rainforests either, but they totally dominate Asian rainforests where they represent a majority of the stems and have a huge diversity. The largest genus is Shorea with close to 200 species. The center of this family's diversity is in Sabah, Malaysian Borneo, and the dominance of this single family of trees in Asian rainforests give those forests a real different feel structurally. Dipterocarps grow to be very large, normally up to 80 meters, though the largest recorded specimen is over 90 meters. And so the rainforests of Asia tend to be a bit taller than in South America and Africa. And all of the species have great wood, so dipterocarps, they're literally the most important tropical timber trees, contributing to the economy of many Southeast Asian countries, but some species have been overexploited and are now in danger. By the way, the name dipterocarp comes from di, meaning two, and ptero, meaning wing, because of the characteristic two-winged seed pictured at the upper left. The trees are well known as producing one of the world's largest masting events. That's when all the trees in an area bear fruit at the same time, once every few years usually. These discontinuous fruit crops control populations of seed predators, like the bearded pig and the long-tailed parakeet, so that when the trees do fruit, there aren't enough seed predators around to eat all of the fruit, allowing more seeds to survive. Oaks in the temperate zone mast too, arguably to win out over the squirrels. Enjoy the short video of the bearded pig. It's kind of goofy looking.